Blog Talk Radio.
Consciouslyenlightened.com. 72 killed resisting gun confiscation in Massachusetts. That's right. Dateline Boston, National Guard unit seeking to confiscate a cache of recently banned assault weapons were ambushed by elements of paramilitary extremist faction. Military and law enforcement sources estimate that 72 were killed and more than 200 injured before government forces were compelled to withdraw. Speaking after the clash, Massachusetts Governor Thomas Gage declared that the extremist faction, which was made up of local citizens, has links to radical right-wing tax protest movement. Gage blamed the extremists for recent incidents of vandalism directed against the Internal Revenue offices. The governor, who described the group's organizers as criminals, issued an executive order authorizing the summary arrest of any individual who has interfered with the government's efforts to secure law and order. The military raid on the extremist arsenal followed widespread refusal by the local citizenry to turn over recently outlawed assault weapons. Gage issued a ban on military-style assault weapons and ammunition earlier in the week. This decision followed a meeting in earlier this month between government and military leaders at which the governor authorized the forcible confiscation of illegal arms. One government official, speaking on condition of anonymity, pointed out that none of these people would have been killed had the extremists obeyed the law and turned over their weapons voluntarily. Government troops initially succeeded in confiscating a large supply of outlawed weapons and ammunition. However, troops attempting to seize arms and ammunition in Lexington met with resistance from heavily armed extremists who had been tipped off regarding the government's plan. During a tense standoff in Lexington Town Park, National Guard Colonel Francis Smith, commander of the government operation, ordered the armed group to surrender and return to their homes. Impasse was broken by a single shot, which was reportedly fired by one of the right-wing extremists. 8 civilians were killed in the ensuing exchange. Ironically, the local citizenry blamed government forces rather than the extremists for the civilian deaths. Before the order could be restored, armed citizens from surrounding areas had descended upon the guard units. Colonel Smith, finding his forces overmatched by the armed mob, ordered retreat. Governor Gage has called upon citizens to support the state and national joint task force in the effort to restore law and order. The governor demanded the surrender of those responsible for planning and leading the attack against government troops. Samuel Adams, Paul Revere, and John Hancock, who have been identified as ringleaders of the extremist faction, remain at large. And this, fellow Americans, is how the revolution began, April 20th, 1775. Think about that. Let that sink in as this was written by the giver and shared with us on the Consciously Enlightened website. Thank you, and God bless you for sharing that with us. For without it, we would not have known what the first American Revolution sounded like in terms used today. But it is rather frightening, isn't it, when you think about it? That, my friends, should scare the shit out of you. And if it doesn't, well, I don't know what to tell you. The link for that masterful piece is posted in the chat room for those live listeners that are with me, because I want you to know about it. I want you to live it. Let it sink in, because that is what Obama wants to do. He wants to take all of our weapons, and there ain't no way in hell that's going to happen. And yes, that's not what I started to talk about today, but that is what I drifted to when that was shared with me, because I felt a need to share that urgent special report with you. So today's show is going to come to you in two parts. The second part will be coming up shortly. So I want to go out with a brief prayer, and then we'll be right back to talk about what's important. Thank you all for being with me, and hang around for the second portion of today's special episode about what's wrong in this country and what the 780 impeachable offenses are that Barack Hussein Obama has committed. But right now, let us pray with noted liberal hypocrite Samuel L. Jackson, the man who likes to use guns in his movies but wants us all disarmed, because he brings to us a quote, Ezekiel 25:17, one that we should all commit to memory, because we may be saying it one day to those who come to destroy us when we stand up and we tell them, piss off, my friends. You are with us or you are against us.
Ezekiel 25:17. The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who in the name of charity and goodwill shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness, for he is truly his brother's keeper and the finder of lost children. and I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee.
Bless you, and God bless America. And remember, why did the chicken cross the road?